All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. First and foremost, I want to take this time out to wish all of you fine folks out there a very happy and Merry Christmas, along with a happy Kwanzaa and a happy Hanukkah, as this is a wonderful holiday time of year. And speaking of the holiday time of year, typically right now in the National Football League, you want to be a team that is playing for something going towards next month. And that is exactly what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing right now. Now, at the beginning, it did not seem like that. After the Chiefs won their season opener on the road against the Houston Texans, they would proceed to lose their next five games. And on top of that, they lost all-pro running back Jamaal Charles, who tore his ACL in week five against the Chicago Bears. And really, things look bad and bleak for the Kansas City Chiefs, but this team has really turned it around. You go back to week seven when they faced a Pittsburgh Steelers team that was also dealing with injuries, and that seemed to get them going as they finally got back in the win column. They went over to London in week eight, and they had their way with the Detroit Lions as they won by a score of 45-10. And ever since then, you know, the schedule has been favorable for the Kansas City Chiefs, but the one turning point that I really think got this team going was in week 10. They were coming off of their bye week, and after losing a tight one at home in week two to the Denver Broncos, Kansas City went to Denver and had their way with the Broncos as they won by the score of 29-13. And in that game, the Chiefs' defense forced five interceptions from Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning, who has subsequently not played since that game. But you look at this Kansas City defense, and they fly all over the field. They came into week number 16, ranked eighth overall in total defense. They are plus 11 as a team in the turnover column. And this is a team that has forced 20 interceptions this year. They have 41 sacks to their credit, along with seven forced fumble recoveries, rather. And this is a defense that gets after you. And I said it in the preseason, and it's really holding form right now. This might be the best linebacking core going right now in the National Football League. You look at Derek Johnson, you look at Tamba Hali, you look at Dee Ford, and of course, Justin Houston, who is close to returning from injury. On top of that, you look at the contributions from rookie Marcus Peters in this Chiefs secondary. He has one forced fumble. He has seven interceptions, including a pick six last week against the Baltimore Ravens. Then you look at the stout defensive line in Kansas City, led by Dontari Poe and Jay Howard. And I mean, Dontari Poe is the prototypical nose tackle, as this is a guy that he does not make a lot of plays, but what he does, he eats up a lot of double and triple teams, and that really opens things up for the guys behind him. And you look at this offense for Kansas City, and it's very basic right now, as they are simply relying on the running game. And I mean, credit to Andy Reid, the Chiefs head coach, because this has basically been the next man up philosophy. After Charles went out, you look at the contributions at the running back position from both Sharkhandrick West and Spencer Ware, as the two have nearly combined for 1,000 yards in the absence of Jamaal Charles. Also, credit to Alex Smith, the Chiefs starting quarterback. He is not going to be a guy that's going to beat you with a deep pass, but he's going to dink and dunk you, and more importantly, he's going to be an efficient quarterback, as he has only thrown four interceptions this season while relying on wide receiver Jeremy Maclin to make plays, along with tight end Travis Kelce. Now, I talked about this Chiefs schedule. They have the Cleveland Browns at home this Sunday, which will be followed by the regular season finale against the Oakland Raiders. And you have to like Kansas City's chances right now as far as getting to the postseason. And with that said, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that Kansas City could still win the AFC West. At one point, Denver was 7-0, and at that same time, Kansas City was just 2-5. Now, heading into Week 16, you have Kansas City, who is 9-5, and you have Denver, who is 10-4. So if the Chiefs win out and the Broncos lose their next two games, you're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs as the AFC West champions. And heading into the postseason next month, I really think that the Kansas City Chiefs are a dangerous team because they have a quarterback that does not turn the ball over. They have a good ability to run the football with West and Ware. And on top of that, you look at this defense. You can pack that up and you can travel it around the country. And they are going to make life very difficult for any potential opponent in the playoffs. But I tell you right now, of the five other teams that are heading into the postseason for the AFC, one team that they do not want to see is the Kansas City Chiefs. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 16 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, enjoy your holiday, and have yourselves a wonderful day.